Go. Welcome. We'll start with the roll call. Beth.
Here.
Stacy.
Here.
Eitan. Here. Tim.
Here.
Nick or Nicholas.
Here.
And here.
And here.
Right. Mary.
Here.
Sharon.
Here.
Kim.
Or Kimberly. Here.
Michael. Or
here.
Mike.
Hey, why didn't I get Nor Timothy? Gee.
Yeah, how come I was,
you know, you just, that just seems wrong.
Yeah, and I didn't get Anastasia.
Oh, no, is that what happened? That's what
is that your name?
Driver's license?
No.
Oh.
That's what I call her.
Okay. Anastasia. Well.
Named for the Grand Duchess Anastasia.
It just so happens that adequate notice of this meeting was as required by Chapter 231 PL 1975. Of the open public meetings law has been provided by posting notices on the public bulletin boards at the Roosevelt Post Office and Borough Hall. A copy of this notice was emailed to the Asbury Park Press and the Times of Trenton for publication and filed with the borough clerk on January 23, 2017. May I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion on the minutes.
Who's the second day?
I did.
One point.
Michael?
On the council member report, it's a website is spelled incorrectly. S-I-T-E, not S-I-G-H-T.
Please state the page and where it is.
On page 34, the first line.
First sentence.
Yep.
So how is it supposed to be spelled?
S-I-T-E.
Is this S-I-T-E?
Mm-hmm. Website.
Write it in.
All right.
I wasn't at the meeting, but I'm just wondering on page 33 at the beginning, it references the meeting of September 18th. Isn't this the October meeting that we're talking about, that you're reviewing?
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry, where are you referring to?
The first sentence on the top
yeah.
of 33. It's
yeah.
very top. Where your thumb is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's October.
Good catch, Tim.
Okay.
But there was daylight savings time, so we actually you fall back a month.
I've got another on page 34, last paragraph. It says, in order for Roosevelt to be eligible, shouldn't it be eligible?
Why not eligible?
Either or. Just eligible. E L I G I B L E. Unless it's supposed to be unintelligible. I'm not sure.
Oh, shoot.
Anybody else?
I have a dictionary.
All right. I have a few typos.
Nobody ever calls me.
On page 34, reports of committees and projects, forest management, around third line down, middle of the page, says Mr. T. Winkler. Mm-hmm. It's actually a P for Peter. If you want to put in the full name, you can put in Peter. If you're going to stick with initials, it would be P. Although he may be a Twinkler. And
is it Winkler?
Yes, Winkler.
Okay.
And Miss M. Warner, that's Melissa Warner.
Do you want to lift the full names in?
Yeah, I think so.
Melissa?
Melissa Warner.
How do you spell it?
M-E-L-I-S-S-A.
Okay.
And that same paragraph, third line from the bottom, on the right, where it says Miss Jill Lapote mentioned Phragmites. Mm-hmm. That's P-H,
it's P-H
instead of F.
Is the rest of it all right?
Yeah. It's a F instead of a F. The next paragraph, first line where it says core training, core should be capitalized as capital C-O-R-E, or actually capital.
All caps.
Yeah, all caps. It's
what's it stand for?
No one knows. I've asked them. It's, apparently it's an acronym, but nobody knows what it stands for. And they sometimes spell it just capital C-O and sometimes it's all caps.
Oh, I
but
know.
It generally appears in print as all caps. And then the same word on the very last line
Council
of that paragraph. Anybody else? Okay. Yes.
Bottom of page 33, there's a list of names, including Taylor. Is that somebody else? I hope.
No, I think you just got honorized. Either that or, no. Sorry, that was the planning board.
Yeah.
So is there another Taylor?
Yes, I believe so. Our tax assessor.
All right, that's fine.
Donna.
Yes, it's not Steve Taylor.
Donna,
it's Donna Taylor. Yes.
Right.
Sorry. Yes.
Umbrella.
Not you.
Not Zachary Taylor either.
Zachary Taylor.
That's my nephew.
He's still here.
it's your nephew.
Yeah.
I just got that.
Sense of humor.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Then all in favor of accepting the minutes as corrected?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Any opposed? Any abstained?
Me. So.
Timothy.
Who
made the motion to?
Motion and the second.
Well, the motion was made earlier.
Beth made the motion.
It was Michael?
No. Beth made the motion.
Beth, okay.
And
I second.
Furley made the motion.
Now move to accept as corrected.
Oh, we need another motion for that. I think we just voted.
Okay.
On your motion.
Okay.
Congratulations. Your motion passed.
Yay.
Who says we don't get things done? Okay. No real correspondence to speak of. Report of the planning board representative. Anything to report from the planning board?
Well, depends what you mean. We didn't have our meeting earlier this month. It was canceled. Yesterday. We will be having one beginning of December, so maybe I can just summarize the activity between the Environmental Commission and the Planning Board that I'm ginning from the correspondence between our respective chairmen. The Planning Board resolution to incorporate the 2015 ERI into the master plan was passed by the Planning Board, but a copy of that memorialized copy to Sustainable New Jersey still has to be submitted either by November 19th, which is probably not going to happen, or before the end of the year at the latest. But our attorney, who will be doing bringing the memorialized copy for approval to the December 5th meeting, is pretty reliable, so I imagine we'll get it memorialized at that meeting. And that's related to the getting the bronze certification, which we already have. But
we have, right. But we still owe them that documentation.
Right. So we'll stay on top of it.
Okay. Thank you. Report of council representative. Nick?
At the last council meeting, I believe it was the 23rd, I brought the Environmental Commission's recommendation to rename the Woodland Trail up to the council, and it was recommended by Ira, the borough's attorney, that we draft a resolution and then submit it to the council to discuss and vote on at the next meeting. So I drafted the resolution, and it was supposed to be discussed and voted on at the last council meeting, but it was, what was that? November, or this past Monday, but it was canceled. So I'm assuming it'll still be on the agenda for the following, council meeting on the 27th. Although I don't believe I will be on council at the time, so I may talk about it during the public comment section before resolutions are discussed. I understand that it was distributed in the public agenda packet before the last scheduled council meeting, and there's an issue with the wording in the resolution of what to rename the trail, and that wasn't what I originally drafted. Something got changed along the way, but I plan to discuss it at the next council meeting. I believe it was changed to say the. I originally drafted it to say the Ron Philip Roosevelt Memorial or Roosevelt Woodland Trail, but it was then edited and then distributed saying the Roosevelt Ron Philip Woodland Trail. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try and get to the bottom of why it was changed and how it was changed, because that wasn't, you know, what I originally drafted. So so we'll figure that out. That's about it.
Okay.
It had to do with they wanted to think that you should have the word Roosevelt in it. And the way they did it wasn't, didn't have the word Roosevelt.
Yeah. And do you want to speak up so everybody can hear?
Sorry, Ann.
Yeah, the way I heard the problem is that the word Roosevelt should be in it.
It was Ron Philip Roosevelt Woodland Trail. But whomever changed it put Roosevelt before Ron Philip. And I spoke with Robin Philip and we didn't necessarily agree that flowed as well. So we'll try and get to the bottom of it. So
I'm sure that Robin's on the council, so I'm sure that what she thinks is the appropriate way to say it will be what happens.
Yeah, that's why, so you know, I consulted with her before, you know, I submitted anything, and I made sure she was on board with whatever I wrote. So, and we were, so whatever happened, I don't know. But
it was fixed.
We'll get to the bottom of it.
Okay. It does sort of raise the question in general about whether there will be a council representative on the Environmental Commission.
That is a good question.
There may not be.
There may not be.
Just to clarify, it's not required.
It's not required.
It has been sort of a longstanding practice, but I think that's simply been the coincidence of somebody on the council has generally, there's been somebody who's had an interest in both the Environmental Commission and the council, and it's coincided. That isn't the case right now. So my own personal opinion is that, you know, there will be a vacancy on the one hand. On the other hand, I also believe that anybody who comes on the Environmental Commission should meet the two primary qualifications, which is that they care about the environment of Roosevelt and they're willing to work. So if someone from the council volunteers or is appointed by the mayor, because the mayor is the one who makes the appointments, to serve on the Environmental Commission, I would hope that whoever it is someone who would, you know, be able to contribute to the Environmental Commission and not simply act as the liaison as well. All right, end of editorial. All right. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to reports of committees and projects. There's nothing new to report from forest management, I don't think. Well, I guess when we attended the core training, that was after the last meeting, right, because we met on the 18th. And so Nick and I attended the core training on the 19th, the day after the last Environmental Commission meeting. We both graduated. We have our certificates. It was actually kind of an interesting training. At least portions of the day were fairly interesting. As was pointed out to the council, however, we have to have. I had discussed it this last meeting, so I think you're all, you know, sort of aware that we need to have two representatives in order to be eligible to apply for grants from DEP. We have to have approved status, and one of the elements of approved status is to have two people who are core trained. One of those people has to be an employee or an elected official. The other has to be a representative, a community volunteer. An elected official can serve as either. So Nick attended as the elected official. He now is not going to be an elected official, but he can still be the community volunteer. However, it means that there will not be anybody, once I move out of town, there won't be that additional person. And that certification travels with the person. So the next training probably will not be in April, at which time the council needs to send somebody, an elected official or an employee. Typically, it's somebody who's typically municipalities send an employee, somebody in public works, who has some responsibility for tree management or is involved in some way. And hopefully by then with someone in the position of public works, that's who they would send. In the meantime, however, I believe my certification, when we file a report, which will be due in February, will indicate that Nick and I have both have that certification, and that's what would be on record for any grant applications the commission may want to apply for. The deadline for those grants will be in April. The report is due in February, but I'm hoping that the forms for it will be available before I leave so I can complete it, because I'm in the best position to fill that out. If not, I will be available, you know, to fill it out, and, you know, whether I'm here or not, I'll still have email. All right, that's it on forest management. Invasive plant species. Steve, Sharon?
Was it last Saturday, Sunday, we planted 15 swamp milkweed and 40 or so cardinal flowers over on spruce. And we still have some red buds that we were looking for a home for, and thought the triangle Homestead.
North Valley Road.
North Valley Homestead. Would be a good place, and that was supposed to be on the agenda for the council meeting, which apparently got canceled. So,
would that be in the spring, or is it still time enough to do it this year?
As long as the ground's not frozen, it's good.
Oh, okay. So. Nice.
Are you going to fill that entire area of that triangle with the red buds, or
Replace the dead trees?
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, there were like maybe four or five rows of trees, so
yeah.
Would they need to be protected from deer, or
we could put some cages around them to start. Once they get taller than the browse line,
right?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. How about Irish Spring? Does that actually work?
Some people in town have tried it. I don't know. Not
okay.
Me.
Okay. All right. Anything else from invasive species? Stream monitoring. Mary, anything?
No. It's too cold to do any monitoring now. Yeah. We're planning for spring or possibly June. June is when Jane Rothfuss is available usually, and she's quite experienced in doing stream monitoring, so we might wait till then. I was going to ask Steve, did you have a chance to look at the area between 571 and Tamara to see if you could recognize the plants that are growing there? I'm not sure what state they're in right now. They may have kind of withered down, so we'll have to check in the spring. We didn't know if it was an invasive or possibly
They look like
cattails. So that would be good. Okay.
Did you say between 571 and Tamara, or Tamara?
Yes.
And out at the end?
No, between 571 and Tamara, the area where the puncheons are, where the student conservation people restored the trail. Yeah. And just one other thing, not related to stream monitoring, but Mary Mocker had saved from her milkweed plants a lot of seeds.
Oh, wow.
I forgot to bring them in earlier. So I don't know, Steve, could I turn them over to you? They're supposed to have a cold period now,
we've
right?
Done them before.
Or would
are
any
they the common milkweed or the swamp milkweed?
She has a label in here. Let's see. I was going to try to. They need to be swamp milkweed?
No, I already have from Stacy, pile of them, plus ones I've collected.
Well, I was thinking originally to just, again, divide these out among people on the Environmental Commission. We have a variety of yards and things like that. Should I just keep them in my refrigerator then so they have a cold, dormant time?
They need to be cold, wet to kick off the germination.
Cold and wet.
So soil?
What should I do?
It's the paper towel. Spread them out between exam paper towels.
Oh, okay. And just keep them in the fridge until the spring?
Oh, for a month?
For a month.
All right.
And then they'll sprout when you bring them out, give them some light, then plant them.
Talking about in the spring.
Oh, okay.
Now.
So I'll just let them be for a while.
Depends how much energy you've got. Wait till the spring.
Wait till the spring. Okay. In the spring, I'll put them in moist paper towel, put them in the refrigerator for a month, bring them out when they're sprouting, and then I'll bring them to the meeting, I guess. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
That's all for streamlining.
Thank you. Trail. I heard from Pete Winkler of the Assanpink Wildlife Management Area, as well as Diane Lowry, the Boy Scout who is working on the kiosk, has apparently completed the frame of the kiosk and is beginning to do some preparation in the area where it will be planted, presumably before it gets to ground gets frozen, but that will be at the end of the Pine Drive Extension over by the sewer plant. And I am waiting still to get from them materials list and costs so that I can prepare a budget revision request to have a second kiosk paid for out of our trails grant, have the materials for a second kiosk paid for out of our trails grant, the remaining monies, and the Assanpink folks will do the labor for it. So, again, that's another loose end I'd like to try to get tied up before I leave. So I've been pushing them to get me that information. I'm waiting for it, but supposedly it'll be coming soon. Anything else on the trail?
I noticed a broken punch on in the 571 of Tamara section, a couple weeks ago, that I intend to try and fix. I believe we still have enough materials left over from when they initially installed the punch on, so I expect to have that done within like the next week.
Great.
Thank you.
And I was also contacted by someone who moved to town over the summer, named Sam Ashburn, who is very interested in volunteering specifically for trail maintenance. So we had a talk, told him about the trail, what needs to be done, what he could do, and asked him to be in touch with Nick. Did you ever hear from him?
I did. He said that you guys met, and he just wanted to reach out and introduce himself.
Yeah.
So I'll see if he wants to help out or just meet me on the trail.
As we were we had our meeting on the trail, and we saw the broken punch on. So I gave it was like I said Nick was kind enough to give us an example of the kind of work that needs to be done. So, but hopefully he'll become an active volunteer, at least with the hands-on work, which is what he seemed to be most interested in.
Great.
Can you give me his name?
Sam.
Sam what?
Ashburn, I believe. Ashburn.
Thank
you. Okay. That's it for that. Old business. So last time we talked about succession planning. I don't know what you guys want to do, per se. To reiterate, my letter of resignation will become effective December 31st, but in a practical sense, I'm going down to Florida on December 20th. So, and then we will still be in town. We now have a moving date of January 20th. But I expect January I will be pretty much swamped with those details. So I will continue to be as available and as accessible as I can be, including after I've moved out of town. But obviously not, I can't, be in an official capacity. So what I would like to be able to do is take the files and correspondence and turn them over to someone, at least for continuity, and, do some kind of briefing with someone if there is someone to be briefed. And I guess that's where it sort of stands.
I know Diane was asked by somebody, Diane Lowry,
mm-hmm.
and she is considering it.
Oh, to chair rejoin the Environmental Commission.
Yes.
Okay.
I haven't talked to her in about a week and a half, so I don't know if she's made a decision or not.
Right. Well, I'm sorry, Mary.
If I guess the mayor is making the appointment,
right.
Does she know the urgency of appointing?
Well, I informed the council at the last meeting that was held. What my timeline was.
Sure.
And, but basically what I just, shared with you, which I had mentioned at our last Environmental Commission meeting. So they are aware of that. Mary, I guess in the absence of a new chair, if you're vice chair, you would at least pro forma run the meetings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm more concerned about sort of the transition and sort of who will take over, you know, things. Yeah.
I'm saying the mayor presumably will make appointments at the reorganization meeting. If you're in office till the end of December, then...
You know, right, but so my availability to pass on information to have some kind of overlap.
Well, I understand, sure.
It's going to be limited.
You know, have to give some indication of who she wants to appoint, then. That's up to her.
Yeah, basically. I mean, you know, if that doesn't happen, then essentially what will happen is I'll put files on a thumb drive and leave them at the office. And I intend to put together a things to do list or basically a, you know, what needs to be done by when, so that at least there's a record of upcoming deadlines or, you know, activities to be considered. But again, you know, there are choices to be made about how ambitious the Environmental Commission needs to be or wants to be, you know, as well. One thing I do want to kind of clarify a comment that I had made at the last meeting in response to, I think, Kimberly, I think it was your question about how many hours, you know, mm-hmm. And I said, you know, averaging about 10 to 15, but I wanted to clarify, that's not the time demands of being the chair of the Environmental Commission. I was thinking in terms of the past several years, that's the time I've been putting in, but much of that has been dealing with projects that don't necessarily aren't incumbent upon the chair.
Okay.
So if I were to split it out and say the things, you know, I was thinking of things like, you know, I was the one who took the lead in the environmental resources inventory, and I was the one who took the lead in Sustainable Jersey. And although I didn't take the lead with the trail work or the trail grant, there was a lot of administrative backstopping that I had to do. And then, so there are projects just like, you know, each of you have been involved in projects, invasive species or the stream monitoring and trail, you know, they're taking up time. Those don't have to necessarily run with the chair. The forest management is the big thing right now. We're not doing another ERI. We're not immediately doing Sustainable Jersey again. If there are grants to be applied for, you know, I spend a fair amount of time writing grants and then responding to the agencies and so forth. So but that doesn't have to be done by the chair per se. And the volume of work really will depend primarily on how ambitious the commission wants to be. There's not a lot that is asked of the commission. If anything goes before the planning board, if there's a site plan, then it has to come to the Environmental Commission for review. But that's not a solo responsibility of the chair. Probably the biggest role I had to play, I've had to play, is being that intermediary between the commission and the council. And so I took it on myself to make it my business to attend all the council meetings that I could in order to understand how the town operated. And so we'd know what to expect to the extent that we needed approval and support from the borough council or from the mayor. And, of course, the chair is the first address that people contact if there is some question or something that the commission needs to respond to. But, frankly, that doesn't come up all that often. To the extent that it did, it was because of things that I initiated or that we as a commission initiated and then I took, you know, to the council. But none of that's required. Michael.
Yeah, I'd just like to note that the site plan review is something that we've hardly ever had anything to do with because there's hardly anything in Roseville that ever required site plan review.
Right. But so everyone's aware of it, that's actually a statutory requirement.
It is, yes. But
So we do have, there's a legal obligation to do that.
Since it doesn't apply to single-family homes, and that's most of what we have is single-family homes.
Right.
And so if there was anything done on the store or the gas station or something,
correct.
that would come into play. But
right.
That could
failing that,
happen, the gas station.
Nothing.
Right.
One said hopefully.
What is that?
I said potentially could happen, the gas station. I said hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
And depending upon the results of that,
it might
also meet some of our forest management requirements for tree planting.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll leave that up to It'll be on private property.
But Eitan, you were an encourager and participant in all of our committees also. I mean, you really kept us going and you...
Yeah, but I mean, that's a leadership role, just in terms of making sure that other people have what they need to get their jobs done and to be aware of it. So, I mean, but, you know, that's just sort of stating the obvious that I think when you're the chair of something, it's your job to make sure everybody else is able to do their job. But, you know,
that was greatly appreciated.
It's
you're here.
It's just part of the job. Thank you. Anybody else have anything, any questions or anything else they want to say about, you know, what you want to do? Okay. Does anybody have any new business? Public, esteemed public. Anything from... All right, we'll do a roll call. Rainey, you have anything you'd like to say? Ulrich, Rod, Bob,
I've got
Steve.
On behalf of the public, this is Bob Clark, Lake Drive. I'd like to thank you, Eitan, for all that you've done for the Environmental Commission.
Thank you.
And especially involving the public in participating in the meetings. At which I've seen firsthand. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
You're here.
Rod?
I can remember when the Borough of Roosevelt did not have an Environmental Commission that did not take initiative. And I've watched this transformation over decades. And I really feel that since there really are no substantive expectations that you will be called upon to do something for the borough, to be able to voluntarily create a purpose for yourself and to deliver on that purpose for the community is a challenge for the Environmental Commission. And I think you all have done a wonderful job. And Eitan, you've been a very wonderful leader. I want to thank you all.
Thank you, Rod.
Steve.
No, you got me.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When was your garden?
Okay. So well, then.
1 second, Eitan. Can we go back to new business for just 1 second?
Sure.
I have a...
Oh, geez.
The Environmental Commission pitched in and wanted to give that to you.
Thank you.
Why don't you look at it?
I like the green. This is embarrassing. Put that on the record, please. Oh. Thank you. It says, with greatest appreciation, we present Eitan Grunwald, spelling correct. With this award in recognition for your dedicated service to the Roosevelt Environmental Commission in November 2017, in every walk with nature, one receives far more than he seeks, John Muir. Well, as verbose as I can be, it's at moments like these that I'm sort of at a loss for words. I prefer my actions speak for me, but I would be remiss if I didn't say how much this has meant to me and how wonderful this group of people has been to work with, and I thank you for that. Can I get a motion?
Well, nice to meet you.
And Eitan, we have a little going away party for you. Over here we
what?
Have refreshments.
We can
we
oh,
have
for
cake.
God's sakes.
We have cookies. We have apples. Coffee.
Oh, hell, I should
what?
Have resigned a long time ago. we would have had refreshments every meeting. Thank you all very, very much.
Yep.
Thank you.
Well.
Oh, we didn't
motion to adjourn.
Someone?
Someone?
So moved.
So moved. Second, whatever.
All right, by acclamation.
Motion to forbid Ethan from leaving.
Second.
Oh. Too late. I don't get a refund.
I can ask me. Mary will be over later.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's 7:39
here, considering you didn't really run. And you didn't really run.
Yeah, I'll never use them, but thank you. It's not that far north. It's only 45 minutes.
It's north there when we dump down here.
I went to the other side of the hall line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Did you hit stop?
I was on